Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Let's go live to Washington this morning. Molly Nagel joining us with a look at the two campaigns and the allegations of hacking by both of them. Molly, what exactly is going on? What are people trying to, or allegedly trying to, hack into?
Yeah, so this is a bit of a complicated tale here, but it, let's take it back to where this started on Saturday when the Trump campaign said that it had been hacked by foreign sources with the intent to interfere with the upcoming election. And they announced this shortly after Microsoft had issued a report detailing foreign agents' attempts to interfere in the U.S. election in 2024. The FBI has come out and said in a brief statement that they are investigating the purported hack into the Trump campaign's emails, but they don't attribute the attack, this hack to anybody in that statement, just that they are investigating this and looking into this. But now sources familiar with the matter are telling ABC News that the FBI is also looking into attempts to target the Biden-Harris campaign, and that this allegedly came through spear phishing emails that occurred before President Biden announced that he was exiting the race. Now, while sources are telling us that this hack did attempt to target the Biden-Harris campaign, it's not clear that those were successful. A campaign official tells us that they vigilantly monitor and protect against cyber threats, and that they're not aware of any security breaches in their system.
Molly, what kind of information might be contained in those emails? Is it more so voter information, maybe, or is it looking for things to maybe get Trump on, if you will?
Well, I don't think that's clear right now at this moment, but I think what the big concern here is that this is a continuing pattern we're seeing in U.S. elections, that there are, efforts to interfere in the U.S. democratic process and just, what that poses to the country. I think most Americans will remember the conclusion that the 2016 presidential election had interference from Russia. Obviously, that dominated a lot of our conversations around that election. So it just goes to show just how much this is becoming a part of the political landscape when you're talking about presidential elections in the U.S.
Molly, thanks for the update. Molly Nagel joining us live this morning from Washington.